In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is risen.
Truly he is risen.
What a joy to declare this together and to begin what we call in the church the week of renewal. Bright week also. But this word renewal, to think of the whole creation being renewed by God coming here, is such a good news. And the size of creation is really amazing. I was looking at something about stars, and we look at our sun and we think that it's so enormous and that the warmth of it reaches us 93 million miles away from it, and it affects us so much. And there are other stars that are so big that if they were to be in our solar system, there's one of them that would actually reach past Jupiter. That's how big it is. And there are billions and billions of stars, and it just, to think about the enormity of creation, and how in this same creation, our own Creator came and he said that the lilies of the field and that Solomon in all his glory weren't arrayed as beautifully as this lily, a flower next to all of that. He put in so much thought, even despite the incomprehensible size, that science hasn't even scratched the surface to observe all of it. And if you look at iconography in the icon of the resurrection, or the Christ's descent into Hades, or Christ being transfigured on the mountain, a lot of times the iconographers will use the color blue to show that this is brighter than bright. It's brighter than white. And it seems that even all of these centuries ago, before we knew about telescopes and how to study things, but now we see that the blue giants are some stars that are brighter than the sun, by sometimes millions of times brighter than our own sun. The sun is given one luminosity measurement, and then these blue giants are sometimes 8 to 10 million times brighter than that. And when we think about that, this is created light, that we think about God as being the uncreated light, it just takes over. And this is the same God who has become a human being, who has been a guest in the tomb, and has given all of creation a renewal. And a few days ago on Holy Thursday, we heard in the gospel, well, one of the many gospel readings, that the first one on Holy Thursday night, Jesus says that you're sad now because in a little while you will not see me, but when you see me again, you will rejoice. And then in today's gospel, that we heard in Greek and English and Latin and Romanian and Spanish, when they saw the Lord, they rejoiced, like Christ said. And when they responded that way, Christ didn't say, I told you so. He said something more beautiful. He said, peace be with you. And he breathed on them. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit. And this sign, and we read it in a few languages, because we're also expecting, this is being the eighth day from Pascha, that the eighth Sunday from Pascha is the day where we receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and all we're able to communicate with one another. And that is a very mystical dimension of the creation, to be able to communicate and to love. And this God blesses us with the freedom to be able to do that. So they did not rejoice. Well, the first step was rejoicing, but look how much God gives to us. Not only the joy over the resurrection, but also the peace and also the receiving of the Holy Spirit. So it's beyond joy and beyond bright. And we call this bright week the week of also illumination, where we receive this uncreated light as participants in baptism. This was a week where baptisms were taking place in the church. And in the Divine Liturgy, we sing the all those who were baptized in Christ have put on Christ, alleluia. This is, we're blessed to do it four times this week in Bright Week. But this week of renewal, when we think about our Creator who has made all of this beauty, and He gives us resurrection, peace, and the Holy Spirit, that's a reminder that when we go out into the world and we see a lot of old things like corruption and deceit and sin, we know that those don't have the last word, and we should struggle to try to say that we don't have to get hooked into those things, but to be participants in this renewal that our Creator, who has shone more brightly than bright and has also given us the blessing to be part of that. In Psalm 8, Archbishop Dimitrios pointed out this beautiful thing. In this small psalm, it said that the sun and the stars are the works of God's fingertips. So all of these gigantic bodies are very needle point, pinpoint precision for God. And that He has put the human being over not the work of His fingertips, but the work of His hands. And so we have a very high calling. But if Christ calls us to do that, then we can. He asks us to do it, and with Him we will be able to do it. How to take care of one another, how to take care of the creation, how to communicate in the Holy Spirit. This is the renewal that we celebrate this week, and know that it's with us from moment to moment. May God guide us to love one another and to shine brightly, as the beautiful hymn that we just chanted. Let us shine brightly for the festival, and let us say to those who hate us, brothers and sisters, let us forgive all things in the resurrection, and let us cry, Christ is risen from the dead. By death He has trampled down death, and to those in the tombs He is bestowing life. Truly the Lord is risen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.